Hi, I'm Dr. Death with the Center for Dominance and Control Over People. Critical thinking isn't a pandemic we have to worry about in the future. It's a pandemic that's here now. The critical thinking crisis is upon us. What are we doing to combat this disaster? Well, it's probably not what you think. I'll explain the measures we're taking in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at the harm that critical thinking causes. People think it's safe to just laugh at things like the New York Times article warning against critical thinking, but they have no idea that the catastrophic effects of critical thinking are worse than they think. This dangerous practice propagates information and is therefore very dangerous to the misinformation and disinformation that we're trying to help you with. Now, viewer discretion is advised. Studies show that critical thinkers are less prone to believing official-looking statistics that aren't true in objective reality. Critical thinkers tend to ask questions and do things like impair the agenda of the World Economic Forum that's just trying to help you by controlling every aspect of your life. So society is no place for critical thinking. I'm gonna lean in and soften my voice so you'll trust me more. For some reason, critical thinkers follow the money trail from mandates to who profits from them, and that makes them suspicious and curious about what's really going on. And ultimately, it makes them less obedient. And what the past 2 years have taught us is obedience is what makes us a happy, healthy, sleeping society. When critical thinking goes up, obedience goes down. And can you imagine how hard that is on the elites? I mean, put yourself in their shoes and just imagine you were a sheep farmer and every member of your flock thought for themselves. It would be very hard, if not impossible, to get your flock to benefit you at the expense of themselves. Have you ever realized when you're critically thinking what you're really doing is oppressing the elites? If you practice critical thinking, then you won't be in touch with objective reality. And the problem with that is you won't be scared of grave dangers that don't exist in objective reality that we can protect you from. And if you're not protected from them, then you can just think about what would happen. Better than you thinking about what would happen, let me just tell you, you would die. I'm gonna lean in further now so that you'll trust me even more. Our top scientists who have been captured by corporate interests have shown that humans aren't even designed to think critically. Because for humans to be able to think critically in a way that's in their best interest, they'd have to hypothetically develop a new part of the brain called the neocortex. And based on our recent studies, we found no evidence that humans have a neocortex, or an immune system for that matter. Well, if critical thinking is the problem, what are we doing about it? Well, we are on a mission and will stop at nothing to ban critical thinking. Just imagine a socialist utopia society free of the burdens of being allowed to think, own possessions, connect with other humans, and abiding by your own free will. In the 1930s, the Nazis' propaganda wouldn't have been able to influence Germany to go in the Reich direction if critical thinking was allowed. And the tens of millions of people that Stalin protected by killing them never would have been protected if society rejected his propaganda in the name of critical thinking. With regard to what influences people, there's a very inverse relationship between propaganda and critical thinking. That's why the modern-day book-burning practices of censorship, fact-checking, and deplatforming are so important. Whenever you feel tempted to think critically, just turn on the news and let one of our useful idiots that we pay place the correct thoughts in your head. It's like if you were a gardener, you wouldn't want to just grow your own vegetables when you could grow someone else's weeds instead. Do you think banning critical thinking is an uphill task that's someone else's responsibility? That's where you're wrong. You can help too. How can you help? Well, when you see someone who's showing symptoms of curiosity, where they're on the verge of thinking about something, teach them how to look it up instead of thinking about it. On one of our obedience-friendly websites like PolitiFact, factcheck.org, or Google, you'll find the thought police have already done the thinking for them, so they won't have to. Wouldn't you rather have someone do the dirty work for you, like mowing your lawn, doing your dishes, doing your wife, doing your thinking, so you won't have to? If you see someone who insists on putting everyone in danger by thinking critically, the right thing to do is to shame them by calling them things like racist, science denier, white supremacist, and anti-vaxxer. You becoming a soldier and self-policing other citizens into compliance by shaming them and intimidating them is really the only way the elites can be successful on this one. We are never going to have a free society where everyone is free to do as they're told if everyone's still enslaved by their own thinking and therefore free will. And now I'm going to hold this again to look more intelligent and soften my tone from authoritarian to friendly. But with a little help, we can together put an end to critical thinking once and for all and say hello to a beautiful new beginning of complete control and safety that Satan's been wanting for us. Please protect yourself and those around you, and just say no to critical thinking.